Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Take our microphones up to Happy Valley State College, where it just so happens Jerry DePaula is up there taking in the festive atmosphere, I would guess, and all the tailgating up there at Happy Valley. There's a pretty big game going on up there tonight at 7:30. It's Penn State and Michigan. Jerry, what's the atmosphere like at the moment?
Yeah, I walk through Paternoville, and everybody's wearing white, and everybody's barbecuing and having a good time and throwing a football around. It is quite an atmosphere here. You know, the white hat. You know, Penn State. You know, called for a white hat tonight, and it's going to be quite a thing to see on TV. It's going to be a good game. Yeah. I think it's going to be a close game too.
Really? Well, you know, Penn State's defense, everybody's raving about the Nittany Lions defense, but they're going to have to score some points tonight, don't you think?
Michigan's defense is good, too. Penn State's defense is probably better than Michigan, but I think they both play good defense, and I think both teams have some issues, on offense. I think Sean Clifford, the Penn State quarterback, gives them a nice dimension with running the football. He doesn't throw it quite as well as Penn State has thrown it in the past. But he can make plays with his feet, and he's going to have to make plays with his feet tonight to beat Michigan.
Yeah, for sure. And, moving back to what happened last night in the Carrier Dome, I think a lot of people felt that, Pitt was the better team going into that one. But, boy, that second half was, wow, downright ugly, Jerry. I mean, I'm watching that second half, and I see the flags flying, and you can't take anything for granted at any time. It looks like the schedule's certainly leaning in Pitt's favor. But unless they get those penalties straightened out in the secondary, the holding, the interference calls, they could put themselves behind the eight ball. They were holding their breath, I think, in the second half last night.
I think Pitt had a large dose of good luck last night to come out with that victory. Now, it's amazing that there's penalties in that one drive, three pass interference penalties on that drive. Syracuse got 0 points out of that. Schmidt missed a 49-yard field goal. And it's because Pitt's defense stepped up. They were 13 out of 18 stopping Syracuse on third down. The defense, 36 sacks from the season, 9 last night, 36 sacks. But you're right.
Yeah.
Too many penalties the last four games, like 44 penalties in the last four games. That can't continue. Now, the schedule wasn't that difficult. They play Miami next week, and Miami lost to Georgia Tech in overtime today. So, Pitt has a chance to run the table, but I don't think they're the kind of team, playing all these close games, that's going to run the table, because eventually it catches up to you when you don't put these teams away. Like, they should have put Duke away, and they should have put the Syracuse away last night and didn't do it.
Yeah, and you factor in on top of that, you being up at Happy Valley right now, they should have beaten Penn State. What would this team look like at 6-1 with a win over Penn State, right?
6-1, a top 20 team, if they beat Penn State that day. It would have made the whole season much different than what it is right now. And the Pitt is playing well. The defense is playing the best it's played under Pat Narduzzi. Kenny Pickett is playing as good, if not better, than Nathan Peterman did in 2016. The addition of the funny thing, I was talking about this to somebody last night. Pitt kind of got fortunate in hiring Mark Whipple as their quarterback's coach and offensive coordinator, and Charlie Partridge as their defensive line coach. Both of those guys were head coaches at other places, and they didn't do very well as head coaches. They got fired or resigned, and they ended up coming to Pitt and really taking those two positions, the defensive line and the quarterbacks, and put them in a different level. I think that was key. That's key to what's happening this season.
Yeah, and it's all about, who you surround yourself with and how much, you allow the offensive coordinator or the defensive coordinator to do their thing. Now, we all know, Pat Narduzzi has his hands all over that defense, but it just to have those coaches on your staff that have that type of experience, makes it all the better. It's all about who you surround yourself with.
He surrounded himself with a lot of good coaches, and, he's fired a couple, but he's hired some good ones. And right now, the staff is the best it's been in the 5 years that he's been here, and the team might be as good, if not better, than any team Pitt has had in those 5 years. Pitt has, if they don't win out and go 10-2, they have a good chance of at least getting 8 or 9 wins. You know, and a 9-victory season is almost unheard of. You know, it Pitt. Dave Wannstedt got the last one, I believe, in 2009, I think it was, and then he got fired. but I think, you know, with Miami, you know, struggling yesterday, today against Georgia Tech, and Virginia Tech's not very good, and North Carolina's not very good. Pitt has a chance. Pitt has a chance to win the Coastal again. But again, when you play close games all the time, you make all those penalties and the fumbles. Hey, what about the overturned fumble in the fourth quarter? What if that defensive tackle for Miami gets there a split second sooner and grabs that ball from Vincent Davis before the play is ruled dead? That's a fumble. Right. And they got the ball in the 37-yard line with 2 minutes to go. They could have tied it or won it. So, you know, sometimes luck is what you need, and Pitt's had its share.
Yeah, for sure. Would you, Jerry, do you think that the 5-2 record will get them on the polls, maybe at 23, 24, 25?
This week? Well, I'm a voter in the polls, in the AP poll, and I put them in number 25 2 weeks ago. I took them out last week. They didn't play. And I got to think about, you know, whether they should be 25 again this week. Minnesota, I think, is a good, an undefeated team in the Big Ten that probably deserves to be ranked if they won today. And I haven't seen what they did. So I don't know if Pitt will be ranked this week. They might be. They had blown Syracuse out and won easily. I think, yeah, you know, they would definitely be ranked. But when you give up all those points in the second half and you look bad doing it with all the penalties, I think voters see that and maybe that won't put Pitt at 23, 24, 25.
We're with Jerry DePaul of the Trib, and, of course, you want to read all his good stuff because he's up at Happy Valley covering the Penn State-Michigan game tonight. Jerry, I think one of the positive things that we saw out of last night's game, and we've been talking about this all year, Pitt has been pass happy until last night when they had the balance. They had the balance that they needed. They went to the air 33 times and, you know, ran the ball effectively. So if they can get that type of balance and you mix in some of the tricky plays that Mark Whipple, you know, likes to throw in there, could be pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. You know, Jared? Last night A.J. Davis, you know, came back for the first time in 3 games. He'd been injured, and he ended up running for 103 yards. And Pitt can put the running game with the pass game. They got a chance to do something special.
Yeah, for sure. Pickett going 10, make that 18 for 33 and 232 yards.
With
and if he's only throwing. My point is if he's only throwing, you know, 28 to 30 times a game, and they could pick up over 100, maybe between, you know, 120, 130 yards on the ground, I think that makes that whole offense more effective.
Oh, yeah. You got to have balance. And, you know, anybody knows that. And, you know, Pat Narduzzi wants balance. He believes in a running game. He believes in stopping the running game. So he certainly believes in a good running game for his offense. But so far, until last night, they really haven't had much of a running game. And even last night, in the middle of that game, they weren't running the ball too well. They ran it well in the first half, and they weren't well in the fourth quarter, you know, when it counted. But nothing special. I mean, Davis had a nice game, 103 yards. But he has to stack those games back to back for Pitt to really become a special team and a team that can, like we were talking earlier, run the table. Because probably they have to run the table to win this Coastal because, you know, they lose a tiebreaker with Virginia.
Jerry DePaul of the Trib joining us from Happy Valley. What are your thoughts on the game up there tonight? You said it was going to be a close game. You think it's going to be a low scoring game as well? Yeah.
Yeah, I think a low-scoring game. It's a big game for Jim Harbaugh. You know, I think it's his record against top 10 teams, the AP top 10 teams since he's been at Michigan is 1-9, and that's not good. And you know, I don't think he's going to get fired or anything like that. But all the money they're paying him, they expect him to win games like this. I think it's going to be a close game. I think Penn State's going to win at the end. The home court advantage is huge, you know, here at Penn State, especially with the whiteout and everybody going crazy. But I'm looking for something like 17-13 Penn State tonight.
Wow. All right, Jerry. Hey, it's always great to talk to you. We're hearing from the nicest man in sports right here, Jerry DePaula. Jerry, it's always great. Hey, enjoy your time. Are you driving right back after the game? So you're coming in late night, I
would
take it?
It depends on how I feel, Tab. I might find a place to sack out overnight. And we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, well, just don't do too much tailgating before the game. Yeah. Don't do too much tailgating before the game. You'll be all right.
I walked through a lot of parties, but nobody invited me to a party.
Oh, okay. Well, that's never great. Ah, come on. You got to make some friends up there. All right, Jerry. They just don't know you.
And that's what matters. What's that?
That's it. Well, hey, anytime I'm down here at the Marriott City Center, you come on down, Jerry.
All right. I'm going to your party.
All right. There he goes. Yeah, there you go. Jerry DePaula of the Trib. It's always great to talk to him.